Governor Mark Gordon's order to close public places through April 30th means that schools have to quickly adapt to a new way of educating students, with many districts relying on technology to communicate and teach. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports on how districts and parents are handling the switch.
When Sheridan County School District No. 2's Superintendent Craig Doherty first heard the governor's orders extending closures, he knew the district would have to switch to virtual learning.
The first thing we had to do is look down and say, did our teachers have the capacity to provide virtual learning? And if they did, then how many would need professional development? And so we also looked at our families. Do all children have access to the computers?
The 48 school districts across the state are wrapping up their first weeks under a whole new system of adapted learning. It's come with challenges for administrators, parents, kids, and teachers. Doherty says Sheridan 2, like many districts across the state, surveyed families asking what technology and internet access looked like for them. A big concern through education's shift to the virtual world has been internet access. After some quick problem solving, Doherty says of around the 3,600 kids in Sheridan 2 school district, about 20 families still needed internet. Now he says they figured out connections for nearly all of them thanks to hotspots. And tech teams went through school equipment to make sure each student had a device to use. But after those initial technology challenges, teachers started getting together to figure out how and what they were going to teach. Many districts now combine some live instruction or conversation over video chat with video lessons kids can watch at any time. The turnaround for homework is a little longer. Students without internet access or a reliable connection can get hard copies mailed or brought to them. Michael Thomas teaches American government at Sheridan High School. Thomas says while there's less face-to-face interactions with students, he is getting more emails from them if they have questions.
Which is really nice to see students, you know, being engaged in their own learning and taking on that responsibility that if they don't understand something or something isn't making sense to have the initiative to reach out and send that email.
For kids at a younger level, the interactions are everything. Wade Kinsey teaches fourth grade at Woodland Park Elementary School in Sheridan. He says he's been focusing on keeping kids' spirits up.
If I can provide some of that classroom community that we've spent months building over the course of the year that was kind of taken from us, and if I can get that back, that's the stuff that's going to make the difference for these kids.
The flexibility is a huge part of making these adapted learning plans accessible for parents, especially if parents are working and have essential jobs. But it still comes with a learning curve. Becky Reed has 5 kids in Converse County School District No. 2 and lives in Glen Rock. Her kids range from a kindergartner to a high school senior. Converse 2's learning plan is pretty similar to Sheridan's.
The first day, Monday, of course, I work full-time, and so then I get home, and I thought we would be able to sit down after dinner and just kind of log in, and oh my goodness, after I finally got, like, 2 of them logged in, and I was having trouble, my email disappeared with codes and things, I don't know what happened, it was finally like, okay, we're just going to bed, we'll do this again tomorrow.
One big burden for parents working during closures has been figuring out childcare. Reed's sister, Carrie Pasco, has a kindergartner and a fifth grader in Converse, too. Luckily, Pasco and Reed work together at the same grocery store, sometimes on opposite shifts, so they're able to watch each other's kids while the other works. Pasco says the flexible online schedule has been a lifesaver.
My kids, they can do a lot of it on their own, but when it comes to making sure things are handed in and everything, that's still new right now. And of course, my kindergartner, she still needs me to read some of the instructions and that sort of thing. And so we have to be flexible. I had to have the conversation with my kids that when mom's home, that's when we're going to do school. So sometimes it's in the morning, sometimes it's in the evening.
But the switch to virtual learning may not be easy for every district across the state. Sheridan 2 Superintendent Craig Doherty notes that the district has been working on its technology plan for years, and it partnered with local groups who have financially supported these growing programs for students and teachers. So while all districts weren't prepared to make this drastic of a change, having school and community resources has made the switch a little easier in some places. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler.